This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Parshas Lech Lecha starts the big parsha of Avraham Avinu and the eventual Klal Yisrael. On the one hand, we understand Avraham Avinu is a precious drachim on the rest of the world. Until Avraham's time, the world was Aleavera, Chaitim, etc., etc. And now starts Miher Mimizrach, the Avraham Avinu. But in Avraham itself, there seems to be an added bureau. There's Yishmael falling off from Avraham and Esau falling off from Yitzchak, until finally we have Klal Yisrael the way we have it. So the first Bir after Avraham, the first precious drachim, where something that is Avraham and something that is similar to Avraham, but not quite Avraham, is Yishmael. And the part of what the Pasha deals with is that Bir, that peeling away of the Klip of Yishmael. Let's try a little bit to understand where exactly lies that Nekuda of Havchana, of Havdalah. So let's start with the Nekuda that seems to be kind of very strange. It says that when Sarah threw Hagar out, she went off to the desert, she wandered, and Vayimtso Malach Hashem El Ein Anayim, then it says, so every single Amir over here is a Malach Hashem. So Rashi says, not only do we have the word repeated, he brings the Chazal, Al Kol Amira Hoya Shaluach Lo Malach Acher. Every single sentence was a new malach, and he came to say a new sentence. What does that mean? I mean, why in the world do we need a new malach for every dibur and every amira? You have in the next parasha, you have you can't have a malach with two shlichas, but the malach that healed Avraham went to save a stone. There was no problem because it's similar. It's all saving. So certainly, when basically the message is one message that go back and you'll have a child and he will be successful in his own way, why do I need to have a malach on each dibur and dibur? What is it telling me that there's a malach on each dibur and dibur? That's, I think, an akuda tamea that we need to understand, and I think it'll give us a mafteach into understanding a lot of what Yishmael is, what Hagar is, and what Yishmael is. Another point about Yishmael, it says the next time round, when they threw out Yishmael. So this is already the when Yishmael himself was tossed out, and he said that he was dying, and it says over there that they judged him Basher Husham. They saw the Nar Basher Husham. And he was saved. Chazal Dash, and this is why we're learning from Shana, Basher Husham, that a person is judged only by Sher Husham. So therefore, since he was a tzaddik or yisashah, he was saved. That's one place. On the other hand, many people ask, by Ben Seremeyer, it says that Torah saw what he's going to be where it's going to go to. And the Torah said, Yom Masakar La Yom Mishayev, better should die now with relatively no Averis or a very minor Avera, as opposed to the process that's going to play itself out. So it's asked as a stira, is the din exacted by Shehu Sham, or is it Yorda Teira to Seif Tvarov, and he is going to be chayev? It's strange. By Shehu Sham over here is talking about even the Bezen Shel Mala. So therefore, the Bashe Husham refers to ultimate din. The Ben Tzorim Mer is a din that's given over to Bezen Shel Mata. The Klal is always Bezen Shel Mata deals with Eina Daina Mashin Evroyas. You look at things as they are. Here, Dafke, the Torah was Megala that we look at it much deeper. We take a longer look and we see what's going to be. So in Yishmael's din, we see Bashe Husham. In the din of Kol Yisrael, we see Yor the Torah to save Tvarav, and the Torah takes a much longer look at it. So that's another point where Yishmael differs in how he's judged and how he's perceived and so on. Next, in Chayesar, it says, Vavrom Zobo Bayomim. So Chazal said there was no Zikn in the world called Avram. It's no longer the first place where you have somebody described as Zokin, and this is the beginning of Zikn in the world. In the understanding of Zikna as being simply a person becomes run down, worn out, and so on, it doesn't seem like it's a terrible mila in Avram that is a Zokin. We spoke about it once. As Avram said then, it'll be confusing that people think me and Yitzhak are the same. Very hard to understand what that means. And yet Avram is listed as a Zokin. So what does it mean? What mida of Avram are we talking about when we describe Zikna? Zikna describes, it's a reflection of a certain core mida of Avram. So let's take a second look. Let's understand again the makom of Avram in the Bria and the Chiddush. The world had many Rishoyim. The world had Tzadikim also. Noach is called a Tzadik. So it's not quite the Tzadik that Avram is, but the Torah calls him a Tzadik. Shem ve'Ever are considered to be big tzaddikim. Malkit Tzedek, whether it's shame or not, the Torah does point him out as being a tzaddik. Koyin the Kedal Yoin, he was somebody who was choshev, he was somebody who was big. There were tzaddikim. Very often people make it, describe the difference between Avram being mashpi on people and they not being mashpi on people. But I think there's a more fundamental difference. Whenever you have a toiv that a person does, so Lamashal, Ruvain did a favor for Shimon. Big favor. Maybe a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. That's a wonderful thing. I can ask myself, is this pu'ula a pu'ula that is consistent? Is it something that is one point along a long road that goes in a certain direction? Or it happened to be, today I'm in a good mood, and I had a lot of achmonis and Shimon, and I really, really extended myself to do a favor for Shimon. It's these are two extremely different personalities. One is I deal with the here and now, and b'meila I reached out, I did something. One of it is that this pa'ula is part of a pattern where if it happened once, it's very liable to happen a second time, very liable a third time, and so on. Those are two different behavior patterns in a person. So if I take a snapshot, Reuven did a chesed, or there's no ifs, ands, or buts. He really extended himself to help Shimon. That's a snapshot. If I take a longer picture, if I take a picture, a film that's stretched over time, I begin to see possibly a very different picture. So the Mahalach of Toiv and Sitkis, of all the people before Avram, was a picture of a snapshot. Even if it was an entire lifetime, it could be, there were many, many, many instances of chesed. Let's take a dogma in personalities. A person who has a very emotional personality. And he, so what happens is he acts based on his emotions. If he has many, many experiences where his rachmanis is evoked, he will have many instances of Avram chesed. So if a person is a wealthy person, he has a very soft heart, and he's exposed to different situations of difficulty, he'll respond very well in every situation. And we can definitely say he did many chasadim. But that's very different than a person whose core perspective is a different way. Avram Avinu was called an Av, a father. A father means that whatever it is that you describe about Avram in terms of tzidkis, in terms of good and so on, is part of a core mitzias. Just like when we speak about a father-child relationship, we speak about genetic material. That's not just a question, if the father happened to catch a cold when he was 10, the child is not going to catch a cold when they're 10. One is not just the other. But if the father has a certain trait, he's tall, he's short, he has this color here, that color here, those are things that will pass on because they belong to the department that's called Avos. And therefore, the toiv that was in Avram is Lemana Sheitzavas, one of Reza Achrov. It's a type of toiv that's a pattern of who you are. That's where Avram stood out from others. He was an Av, first to in his own place, and then he was Avram and Goyim. But the core, it was Av. The word Av in Lashon Kodesh consists of the letters Aleph and Beis. In other words, there's a Hemshech to the Aleph. The second one is the Hemshech to the first one. That's what an Av is. Yishmael is Mufka from that. Yishmael is someone that, first of all, he is ben ha'ama. He's the son of an ama, and that's how the pasuk refers to him. Avodim have no chayas. The concept of avos and imahos. If you're ben ha'ama, then there is no av. So no matter who the av is, there's no hemshach to that. But it's a deeper nekuda. The Zohar says that the Klipa, as other places, says that Yishmael is the son of Avram, who was born before Bris Milah. In other words, the difference between Yishmael and Yitzchak is before Milah and after Milah. Let's understand the oimik of the difference between the two. There is a description of koyches ha'tayv of a person that is called keri. It's something that is mikra, keri, and so on, are all similar terms that are used closely to each other. By Vayiker on Bilam, it says Loshan Keri, Loshan Aroi. The point of Tunas Keri means that it's something that is a taiva, and all taivas are just true for the moment. In other words, when the difference between Taiva and Inyanu of Kedusha is Taiva is always the moment, as soon as the moment is over, that as soon as the ma'is is over, the father turns to one side, mother to the other side, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'asiv to tipa. Taiva is something that has no hemshech to it. It's neged the moment of taiva, and that's it. So if we're to touch up the tumah of keri, it lies in the aroos shabbat. In other words, the connection between Isha and Isha is called a bris. It says that Bir Yishayna is Krisas bris because it's mechaber two people. There's nothing as lasting. There's nothing that should be as lasting as the chibur between two people. And that's when it's a surah of being Krisas bris. That's why it's just Ne'urim, it's a Krisas bris. There's nothing as Aroi and as Mikra as Taiva. So Taiva is Nogea only in the moment of Taiva. It carries no Hemshech afterwards, and that's all it is. So the Ketusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Klal Yisrael is called Ketusha of Bris. It takes the strongest, the Koyach in Klal Yisrael, to be Koyach Bris. And that's the Ketusha that's given to Klal Yisrael. And Me'idach Gisa, the Hefech of it, belongs to the world that's called Mikra Keri, Aroi, and so on. Yishmael is the product of a zivug before, not a zivug, of Hilada before there's a Krisas Bris, and Yitzchak is afterwards. So if we're to ask ourselves the Ma Bein Zeh LaZeh, so one, this is a Ben Ha'ama, which means that there is no kesher. It's mikra. It's not the pshat is he's a hemshich of something of av and bonim. It's the, his later is where it starts with. He's the son of Avram before the bris. So the nekud of kedushas abris wasn't b'shlemus yet. Even though the Arlo is gone, but whatever, the Kedusha's Bris wasn't there yet. There's another Nekuda also. And this is going back to the Chazal about Avram Zakin Bo Vayamim. The difference is, if you see a cow in the field, and you say, this cow is 20 years old, it means, on a biological level, it means that yes, things are worn out, the weight, whatever cow gets worn out after amount of time, the things are worn out. That's what it means. It says nothing about the cow's person. The cow is one day old because a cow lives every day for its day. Cow doesn't carry a memory and didn't change and didn't develop in any way. Every day is a day. There's no hemshach to it. So you can say, you can speak in biologically about it being old, but the musig of zikna as defining a person as no shaykhis. A bal chai lives the moment. And that's all it lives. People were also like that. If a person is a bal taiva, so the fact that yesterday I fulfilled my taiva doesn't really make today much better. And the fact that tomorrow I'm going to fulfill my taiva, still, I'd like to fulfill my taiva today. It's not in any way mashpia, one or the other. A person who lives just for the day, so 50 years down the road, he's still living for the day. There is no accumulated wisdom, development, ruchnius of 50 years. He's still opens up his eyes in the morning and asks himself, where's my next taiva coming from? That's Sikna. Avram was mechadish that if in Avram's kav of Aveda, a person was mamshech his Aveda. And just like there's avos to the next door, there's certainly avos to the primus of a person. So a week ago, I did this. The next day, I went forward. And the third day, I went forward. And the fourth day, I went forward. So there needs to be an accumulated person. And that's what Avraham was mechadish in the Bria. And Memele was mispalo that there should be some sort of reflection in the physical Bria of Zikna. So when we look at a person who's been Ibid Hashem for 60 years, you see a ha'ara, you see a depth, you see things in him because he's coming with 60 years worth of Avodas Hashem. He's on top of a pyramid of 60 years. Person is a younger person, is doing right, is in right derech, but he only has 10 years of accumulated Avodas Hashem, and so on. So it says that Yishmael was mitzachik. So Yitzchak. So different Rishonim, it's very unclear what it means. Rashi brings up many Mepharshim bring the fact that he made fun of him, that his parents were old, that there was Canaan when they had him. The point is, in Ochinami, the Maila of Yitzchak over Yishmael was Yitzchak was a Tritzah of that Avram, of the Avram who's the Zaken, and Yishmael wasn't. And B'meila, that's the point of conflict between Yishmael and Avram. So we have the following. Avram Avinu is someone who Toiv, the kudus of Toiv in the world, there were before also. Until the Alpayim of until Avram came around, there was Toiv in the world. But the 2,000 years before Avram came to the world are called Toihu. Toihu means random pieces. There's not any tziruf. So there was Toiv in the world. There were many, many nekudas of Toiv in the world. But they did not add up to anything. No person in his own life did things add up. And certainly Doris didn't add up. So you could have a big tzaddik and his children could be a bigger shoyim. There was no hemshech to anything. So that's called toivu. It's a world that might have much toiv, but it's going nowhere and it's inherently meaningless. I want to add this nekuda. Something has continuation. Not only is it worthwhile cultivating, but it also is meaningful. If a person has a pattern of good behavior, then I say he's a good person. If a person has many mikrim of good behavior, I say he did many good things, but it's not mishach to the person. If a person establishes a certain mahalach that much toiv comes out of it, then I call that a derech. If a person's mahalach carries no guarantee of hemshachit, it's not a derech. It's mikra. Avraham Avinu brought that into the world. Avraham, the end of the Alpayim Toyu wasn't that good started, but the good that could be lemana sheitzave sponav espesa achrav. The fact that there was good that now became a pattern, a hemshech, and so on. The klipa, there were. Things that were similar, but they were lacking essential features. Yishmael was a tzaddik, but no hemshech. The Sefer Chassidim says. Sefer Chassidim says that Yishmael, as long as Avraham Avinu was living, he was a tzaddik. He did good things, and then it faded away. It's not the pshat that. He was pretending. Esav, it says, he was pretending. He was trying to fool Yitzchak. Yishmael wasn't trying to fool Avram, but the Toiv in Yishmael was Chaskochanan Baika. It comes, it goes, and it's nothing. That was the difference in the two. The Yishmael, going back to our starting question about Hagar, that how come you needed a new malach for every dibur? The reason for it is because every dibur is new. It's the pshat, every ruchnistic experience, because this is the core problem of Hagar, that means that at each dibur to Hashem is a new dibur. It's not a hemshik to the old dibur. You know, the description of having a new malach for every dibur means, if I have a conversation with somebody, lo aleinu, they have people who, Rahman al-Itzlan, they have some sort of Alzheimer's, dementia, some problem, some extreme problem, where their memory lasts 30 seconds or something like that. So you can have an amazingly intelligent conversation with the person, and as soon as 30 seconds is over, it starts again from the beginning. Because be'etzem, one has no hemshach to the other. That's an incredible, it's very hard. But the same thing, the ruchnius of Hagar, it says Hagar was rugged to see malachim. What does that mean? So she was on such a high madrega? Well, whenever she was in Beis Sarah, she was on that madrega and she saw malach. Each event needs to be treated as an event in its own right. It's not a hemshach of anything. And the mela, each dibur needed to have a new. And that's the difference between the din of Yishmael and the din of Esar. Yishmael's basher hu sham. It's not only the pshat that it's a midas chesed of sorts, that we didn't care about the fact that later on he would become bad. It meant because his suris adam of Yishmael has no hemshech whatsoever. The suris adam of Yishmael is basher sham. It defines a very, very, in other words, small person, or it defines a person who can only live the moment. You can't judge him will be tomorrow, because be'etzim tomorrow is not as to today. I want to understand this point. It's a fine point. Lomashal, if somebody puts down a bomb with a clock that's ticking, and the police catch it 5 minutes before it explodes. So in a certain sense, I can judge the person for what would have been had Hasan the bomb exploded. Because once the person put it down, it was going to explode 5 minutes later. And that's something that is, I can judge him for that now, rightfully so. Imagine you have a person that has a very volatile personality and he's done something very, you know, he occasionally has outbursts where he does terrible things. Right now, he's okay. So I can rightfully say I'm going to keep him in prison, because you never know when he might explode and do something wrong. That makes sense. But I can't say sooner or later you're going to become in a bad mood again, and you're going to explode and you're going to do something wrong. It's not a hemshech of what he's doing now. He's a person that has no hemshechis. He's a volatile person, and it depends on his mood, on external factors, and so on. When you put down a bomb with a clock, then it's a pattern. The clock is ticking, and will explode in 5 minutes. Here, I assume that will happen, but the explosion happens later. He's sincerely in a very good mood now. He's sincerely very, very beseder. But I do know that changes. Very different perception. The Yard of Torah, the Seif Maisav, that the Torah knows that this person is going to do bad, stems from the way in which we apprise a person, Kal Yisrael. Kal Yisrael's Maisim have a certain consistency. They have a certain unfolding. They go from a Sheirish to growth, to anafim, to peris, letoiv, or lemutav. And therefore, ben seirim mer, you can appropriately judge what will be, and the Torah says it's a chesed to judge him that way, because even now, if the iron of the eye of the dayan is sharp enough, he can discern it. It's just like a disease. If I say that somebody will catch a disease at a certain point, that's a guess. It's not true now. But if, let's say, I have a very sharp eye and I see simonim on a person or else sees, then I say, tomorrow you're all going to see the disease he has. I see it already now. I see the little wrinkles. I see the red. I see whatever it is that I see. In Klal Yisrael, the musig in Yerid, the Seif Ma'isav, is emes, because that's a Tzura Klal Yisrael. In Yishmael, no. Yishmael is a very, very stunted. He's a person whose metzias is very limited. And therefore, all I can judge is by Shavu Shal. There are other places like that where you see it by Yishmael. It says that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, it says Hashem Zarach Miseir, Haifiyah Miparan. So it says one is Esav, Zarach Miseir is Esav, Haifiyah Miparan is Yishmael. They tried them first. And then they said no. So Zricha is a slow process. Zricha is a process. When I say something, the Shemesh is Zoreach, it comes up. It's meticulous clockwork. Hoifia means someone appears. It's a surprise. The person appeared. Haifa is Yishmael's mitzias is Haifa. It's zeh keneged zeh. So the gilui that could have been to Yishmael to Paran is a pina of Haifia. Here it's a pina of this. I want to add a nekuda here that is very interesting. It says Akash Baruch Hu came to Esav and said, "Would you like to Torah?" And this, yes, what does it say? It says, "Leisirzav." It says, "Ah, we can't. We have Messiahs from our fathers, we're right to him." Good. Went to Yishmael, what's your thing? Gneva. We steal. And then Amnon Moav was Arias. There's a huge difference. Ritzicha is Ritzicha, Arias Arias. Gneva is not a good thing. But where does it stand in the place? I could have understood that for Zara. Where does it stand in the place of these chamuras? So Esav rejects Torah because Ritzicha. That's a very strong thing. Amnon Moav have a problem with Arias. Very strong. Where in Gneva, it would beg that it has some shaykh avodah zarah, but, and again, you expect some sort of consistency that it's equal to the other ones. So Ritzicha is an example of it's a shevish of achzarius of ra, and that's etzim ra. Gilrai is a shevish of itzinyan. But geneva means that there is no mahalach of consistency in the bria. By balachayim, whichever balachay grabs has it. The fact that I was the first one to grab the fish, if an animal comes bigger than me, I drop the fish and run. There's no hemsheches to my meisim. The idea that if I work for something and earn something, it becomes mine and stays mine. Gneva refers to something staying mine as a result of a meisikinyan. It requires a tfisa of hemshechius. And that's something that Yishmael is mufka from. And b'meila, that was their point. You can associate with Avodah Zarah if you want to. Avodah Zarah, the difference between Avodah Zarah and Avodah Shemayim is Avodah Shemayim is emes. It's a hemshech. Hashem Elokim emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem. And his words and the emes that he proposes is consistent la'olam yalam. Avodah Zarah, the tefisa of Avodah Zarah that Ummah Sa'olam had was, there are these big powers up there, and it could be that this week, this Avodah Zarah is strong. It could be next week, the other Avodah Zarah will be stronger. And that's fine. Then, you know, it's like whichever country conquers you. If Russia conquered us this now, so we're Russia. Germany conquered us now, we're German. Avodah Zarah is afkor from any amitius. The sun god is not the pshat, this is the ultimate. Today, where the sun was misgaber, the sun is the ultimate. In a finer way, Avodah Zarah is afkor from that as well. Al Kaponim, we have over here the Mahalach of Yishmael versus Avram, or not say versus Avram, but better veering off from Avram in what he is. Let's understand it a little bit in terms of Avodah Hashem and so on. We're used to thinking that the most important evaluation of what we're doing is, are we doing mitzvahs? How many mitzvahs are we doing? And even how perfect are those mitzvahs? And so on and so forth. That's true at a surface level. But that itself is not the point of it all. The point of it all is, that was called Alpayim Tohu. 2,000 years of a bria that was like a random soup of colliding things, mitzvahs, averis, other stuff. Anything wasn't being built. So it's like if I bring a rack and I want to start building a house, I ask somebody, "This rack a good rack?" Yes, that's very good. It's solid. It's big. It's nice. Everything's good. If I leave the rack and bring another rack, and then this rack floats away, then I can never build a house. No matter how wonderful the racks are just floating all over the place. They may have to be together for a few moments and they float away. Again, it's like building it in a whirlpool. It's not shayach. A person's perspective, it should be focused not only as what mitzvahs am I doing, what affairs have been doing, and so on. A person should be aimed on what mahalach is unfolding in himself. The krisas bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious of bris with Klal Yisrael. The krisas bris is bris. It means permanence. That's what a krisas bris is. A bris means that any relationship I have with the other person becomes a permanent entity. The Ebenezer says Milashim Bria, and it's something which describes a quality. There were good people, some better, some worse, where everything about them was kol kuloi aroi, mikre. So Yishmael was a tzaddik, like Sevachim says, as long as Avram was around. Avram was nifta, it floated away. There was no krisis. He was a toitsa of Avram before bris. Now Avram before bris is neither here nor there anywhere. It's very interesting. There's a Ramban and Sefer Geula. There's a big machlokes in Shainim, Ebenezer and Ramban and others about define or how to identify the Dalet Malchus. And the big question is, where's Yishmael? Why is Yishmael not over here? So the Ebenezer says in Echrami, Yishmael is one of them. The Ramban and Sefer Geula, the Maral says very similar, that the Dalet Malchus are the Malchus who took Malchus from Klal Yisrael and passed it on to the next one. Bavel put us the Golos and took away our Malchus. Paras took from them, Yavin took from them, and Adam took from Yavin. That's what defines Al Malchus. Yishmael was a very big Malchus, was his own Malchus. And Bimele, it's not part of the Cheshbon. That's what he says. Don't explain exactly why. Ral says more than Lashon of the Seder. What it means is Yishmael is mufka from Seder Ha'idah. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu put Malchus in the world. And there was a Seder. There was a Seder that they somebody would take away from Klal Yisrael, somebody take away from him. Had Yishmael put himself into that order, into that pattern, then Yishmael would be part of the Malchus. Yishmael does, it's a random Malchus. It's not a Taitzah of the Malchus that Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted the Malchus in this world, gave it to Klal Yisrael with the condition that they do good. Klal Yisrael was Chaitis, so Babel took it away from them, and so on. Here, because their Malchus has no Shaykhus Malchus, it's random. It doesn't count as a Malchus. So we have to ask ourselves, what are the things that we should mark ourselves for? Consistency is possibly the mark of Avram's Aveda. The change that Avram made in Aveda was that he became an Av, that his person would always be Moile Toif. So if a person has if a person it feels that he's a Toif. So and then there's a time when he doesn't act like that at all, then he needs to question what exactly is missing. The person says, well, 95% of the time I respond very pleasantly, 5% of the time I explode. So when we're looking at Schar and Einish, that's very, very nice. When we're looking at being B'nai Avram, being the people who are, it says there's, Maran Ksuba says, there's a bracha, they B'nai Avram, Goyim Lechasodim, that it says when you Menachem Avelim, the Chasodim you do, is part of a bris with Avram Avinu. If it's part of who I am, if genetically this is how I'm engineered, then it's impossible that it should vary. So of course, this can also be in varying degrees. You know, it's a question of how deeply ingrained it is in our personality. What it does is it takes away the shallow perspective of how much and how many times to, is it consistent? Is it total? Am I always doing it? Hagar had extraordinary ruchnistic experiences. She was Rogaliris Malachim. Manoach, Shimshon's father, got the fright of his life when he saw Malach. He almost died when he saw Malach. And Hagar was at ease with it. Incredible. So why is Hagar considered a nobody? And Manoach is considered to be a Holofin. I'll fault him, but Holofin he's considered to be. The answer is because Hagar was Rogaliris to see Malachim. But every Malach she saw was a different experience. It wasn't a ruchnistic life where Malachim are a normal part of that. Every Dibur was a new tzivui. There was no connecting the dots. There was no hemshich to ruchnius. So when she was Beis Avram, she was a big tzadekis, wore a big kichel and benched licht. She went back to her parents. She had a little avodah zarah. She wasn't faking Ben Shavram's home, but it had no staying power because it wasn't her. So in Avram's home, she was a very pious from lady. In her base power, wherever she was, she was Hagar, the mistress. Yishmael was a wonderful son at Avram's table when Avram was alive. And then he was Rebekah's. He did whatever he did when he went out. He wasn't faking Avram. He was a para adam. There was no rhyme or reason that connected it. So every situation is its own situation. The yichud of Avram Avinu in the world is that there is a mahalach. Avus means. Avos Michal Deka told us. And if there's told us, there's told us to say him. If a person puts the pieces correctly into his person, it automatically is moila the next step. The more person puts the pieces into his pneumius, then the result of it becomes a hemshik to it. His maisim, even a nevuah, that's, but if it's a nevuah that's a one-time ecstasy, it's called vayikur meloshim keri v'tumah. Hagar sees malachim, but every malach she sees is new experience, not a hemshir. That's the world of tumah. That's a lookalike. It's a quasi ruchnius, but it's tumah. Belongs to the world of tumah. The world of kedusha and taira is forged with a bris that when toiv is done, it means that it becomes a permanent feature, and it's meilid. Toladis and told it to Toladis, Adonai. Shabbos.